Well, good afternoon, everybody. Like I said, I'm Daniel Fleming, and I'm going to tell you all a little bit about part of my dissertation research involving insecticide assays and detoxification system comparisons of Mississippi populations of Lagos linearis. A little bit of background. I'm sure most of y'all know that Lagos linearis is a tarnished plant bug. It's a serious pest of cotton in much of the cotton growing areas of the U.S., especially in Mississippi. There's some thought that all populations don't affect cotton the same. There's been research that's shown that there are differences in total development time and fecundity in Mississippi populations, and that this could be showing that some populations are better adapted to some hosts than other populations. In Mississippi, there are two primary cotton-growing regions. The Delta, which is an alluvial floodplain of the Mississippi River, is comprised primarily of row crop agriculture. Then the Hills region, which covers several geographic regions within the state, and is comprised of a more even balance of row crops, forested land, pasture and forage, and just various open land. And it's in the Delta region that the most serious effects to cotton occur. A little bit on insecticide usage for linearis in Mississippi. This data comes from the cotton insect losses that are published each year. In the Delta, there are 3.1 times more applications of insecticide per acre than in the Hills. And the total amount of costs, as well as losses of control, losses from feeding and cost of control, are 3.6 fold higher in the Delta than in the Hills. And one thought of why there's more problems in the Delta than in the Hills is from insecticide resistance, which has been confirmed in several classes of insecticides, and most of the data comes from the Delta region, and to my knowledge, there have been no simultaneous studies done comparing Delta and Hills populations of linearis in regards to insecticide tolerances. Some other work that's been done along these lines are with detoxification enzymes. These would be glutathione, transferase, cytochrome P450, and esterases. These have been shown to assist with detoxification of insecticides such as OPs and pyrethroids, and it's been shown that levels of these enzymes are often higher in populations that are shown to be resistant. So try to put all this together to explain what I'm doing. So the hypothesis is that insecticide tolerance and detoxification insecticide activity will be higher in populations of linearis from the Delta region than those from the Hills region. And to look at this, the objectives are determining if insecticide LC50s and mortality are different between the two regions, and if detoxification enzyme levels are different between the two regions. Now, to do this work, we started by collecting 5 populations from each region. These were housed at the Insect Rearing Center at MSU. They were fed an artificial diet and offered carrageenan and gel packs for oviposition. They were kept as 16:8 light to dark cycle at 26.7 degrees Celsius and 65% humidity. The eggs were reared to 4th instar nymphs for use in the trials. And you can see there on the map the counties highlighted with asterisks are where the counties where the collections were made in each region. The first stage of this study was the glass vial bioassays. The first two insecticides we were using were acephate and permethrin. These were diluted in acetone. And diluted in diluted in acetone and rolled in 20 milliliter vials, and we had five rates of each of these solutions per colony plus a check, and they were read 24 hours later. The imidacloprid, we did it a little differently. It's diluted in honey water. It's placed in plastic caps from microcentrifuge tubes. The caps are then covered in parafilm, and then they're placed down in the bottom of the same kind of vials. And the plant bugs have to feed through the parafilm. But it's the same parafilm that's used for the diet and gel packs. Again, five rates per colony plus a check, and these were read 72 hours later. For all three insecticides, there were two 4th instar nymphs placed in each vial. Five vials were used per replicate, with three replicates per colony for each insecticide, and the vials were housed in the same rearing chamber as the parent colonies. The data was analyzed using PROC-PROBIT and PROC-MIXED. For the detoxification study, for this talk, I'm just going to discuss glutathione as transferase, because that's the only one of the three that I've completed. So for this, we looked at 5th instar nymphs from the same colonies that we had originally collected. We used three replicates per colony of four subsamples of three insects in each subsample. The three insects were homogenized together in a potassium phosphate buffer. The glutathione was conjugated by GST, and then GST activity was measured kinetically with CDNB as a substrate, 340 nanometers. Data was analyzed using PROC-LMIX and SAS. So the results, first of all, for the LC50 and mortality. The LC50 showed that there were no differences between region, though if you looked at the data, you would think there tend to be a trend toward more susceptible bugs in the hills and more tolerant in the delta, but there was a lot of variation. So I went further and found doses that were common to every colony. In some cases, some colonies I had to increase doses, but I found a common dose for all colonies for each insecticide and looked at the percent mortality. Again, we found region not to be significant, but there was a trend in the permethrin and imidacloprid treatment, and you can see there on your far right the p-values. You see they're getting fairly close to 0.05 level of significance. But I went further and looked at county and found that for all three insecticides that there are differences from county to county or population to population. And here's a graph. I know it's a big graph with a lot going on, but it's just here to kind of show you that the mortality, if you see how I have it broken down here with each insecticide grouped together and then within each insecticide, the first five columns on the left are from the delta and the second five are from the hills. If you look at that, there's nothing that, you know, you're not really seeing, I guess, anything that's really jumping out as far as delta versus hills, except if you do look in acephate and permethrin, that fourth column is Washington County, and I feel like that it's the one that is where there seems to be kind of trends or p-values close to being significant, that most of that is from Washington County colony that was much more tolerant of acephate and permethrin than the rest of the colonies. Now for the glutathione activity, again, region was not significant, but there was a trend toward higher GST activity in the delta. And then with this, county was pretty significant at a 0.01 p-value. Here's a graph of the GST activity. On the left there, those first five counties are from the Delta, and on the right, those are from the Hills. And looking at that, you know, nothing really stands out as far as Delta versus Hills. But again, that Washington County colony being the highest, which kind of agrees with the previous data, with the GST activity being the highest there and the mortality being the lowest. So the data tends to be in agreement. There's just not huge differences, unlike some papers that I've seen. So to kind of wrap this up, insecticide tolerance and GST activity are not different between regional populations of linearis in Mississippi, though there kind of tends to be a trend, but a lot of that could be just that Washington County colony. But what we did see is that there are differences between local populations and GST enzyme activity levels. So in conclusion, insecticide tolerance does not seem to be a strong factor in the higher level of damage to cotton and higher cost of control for linearis in the Delta. But it could still be a contributing factor along with the host adaptations that I mentioned from other research there in the introduction, and maybe in conjunction with landscape differences between the two regions. And that's it. Are there any questions? Yes. I guess over the years there's been a lot of just a lot more insecticide use there in cotton, and the experiment station being there. But this. But I think Washington County was, acephate and permethrin, it was three times more tolerant of one of, I think, acephate than the average of the rest of the counties, and I think eight times more tolerant of permethrin than the rest of the counties. But that, compared to many other papers, many other people find 10, 100, 300x differences. So we didn't find a really hot population.
Any more questions, Daniel? All right. Thank you very much.